Hi, this is Robin Daniels, CMO at Matterport. You're listening to Real Estate Podcast Show. Enjoy.
Good afternoon. Paul Andrigo here. It's July 7th, 2020. Just reviewing the latest sold data for the Toronto Regional Real Estate Board. It's TREB now versus just TREB. So got to say the whole thing. And the numbers that have come in for June are big. So not just the fact that sales are up from May 2020 to now, 89%. So that is huge. So that tells you the information I shared with you before about showings getting back to normal last month, this is the next logical step. Now, I always like to look at specifics, and obviously I like to look at how each type of property has performed, just to give you guys some sort of an idea. And again, obviously in terms of the actual number of solds, I mean, those numbers are still, you know, kind of coming up. But the fact is, the overall number of sales through the 416 and the 905, and especially of note, is the 905 sales. There was 2,830 sales in the 416, the City of Toronto, and in the suburbs, 5,871. So almost twice as many sales in the rest of the 905. So that's the rest of the GTA, I mean the 905 area. So to give you some idea, and I can tell you both 905 and 416 numbers, but detached home prices, they're up 14%. Semi-detached in 416, I'm going to start with 22%, townhomes up 6%, and condo apartments up 5.6%. 905 area detached are up 11.7%, semi-detached 8.6%. There's just not as many. Townhomes, they're up almost 12%, and condos in the 905, 9.1%, which is, again, just big numbers, people looking to move to the suburbs for a variety of reasons, for more space, to adapt to the new reality, the fact that a lot of people are able to work from home, and they do not want to be involved with the commute as much as they used to be. And that, I think, is a permanent change by the looks of it. The number of people that are committing to life outside the city is a good indicator of that. So as always, these numbers are the average numbers across the areas, 416 and 905. The best thing you can do for yourself is find out how you are affected by the most recent sold data. podcast.freehomevalues.net is the easiest way. I have been making the process faster, leaner, more efficient over the last few months because, again, you guys don't have time to waste. Life is far too precious to be wasting it on useless searches and useless websites. So I want you to make sure that you're connected with me now, obviously, and you are because you're listening. So that's the first step. realestatepodcastshow.com, that's where you can get started on just about everything else you need. And to, again, find out what your property value is right now, podcast.freehomevalues.net is my direct link to make sure that you get right to what it is you want without having to, again, go through loops and all this other kind of stuff. Because for me, that's the beginning of a relationship, is that you have to connect with someone that you trust and like. There's no way around it. It has to be that way. So you need to get right to the information you want. Your time is valuable. I would never waste it, but I also want to make sure that you guys are in the position where you are, hopefully, my next featured property on my podcast as well. So thanks again for tuning in. As always, always great to hear from you guys for any reason. Just head over to realestatepodcastshow.com. You'll have a number of ways you can reach me there. And enjoy the day. Make sure you wear your suntan lotion. And make sure you're wearing your masks, because they are now required for any visits to indoor spaces. And it's just the right thing to do. And let's keep staying healthy and hopefully keeping those infection numbers down as low as they are. And hopefully one day we'll have this thing figured out permanently. Thanks again for tuning in. Again, those are the June 2020 numbers for the 416 and the 905 areas of Toronto.